So next up, we have a very important talk from Tvetan, who runs a company you may have heard of. They build the awesome little single board computers, and they have been automating much of their production line that uses KiCad, and this will give a introduction to how to do this on your end as well. So please give a warm welcome to Tvetan.
Thank you. Okay, today I will share some scripts which we use to make our production more efficient and which you can also use. I'm Tvetan, the owner of Olimex. Olimex is a company in Bulgaria which is dealing with electronic design, production of electronic products, and we have about 1,000 different originally designed by us products, and which we do this for more than 30 years. And we produce everything in Plovdiv in Bulgaria. Most of our products are open source hardware. So the design process is always fun. You create something, you challenge your brain. It's very satisfactory when you solve something which you think it's impossible to solve, and this gives you a great satisfaction. At least with me, it's always this. It's always fun, it's always challenging, and give you a great satisfaction of the creativity. But later is the production process, which is boring stuff. You do repetitive, boring stuff, which doesn't bring you any challenge. So, but if you don't do it correctly, there is a disaster and financial penalty for every mistake you do in the production. And why we do better than to manufacture? Why don't you just design the electronics? Because this is the only way we can pay our bills. With when you have a final product, actually you monetize your designs and what you're doing. So here I will just mention what can be go wrong when you produce electronics. First stage is component supply problems. And this is something which doesn't depend on you. You cannot do much about it, but there might be a differences between the components from the different lots. And for instance, even one single capacitor, sometimes it can get you can receive it a little bit lighter, a little bit darker, a little bit yellowish, a little bit brownish, a little bit reddish. Somebody will say, what? Big deal. This is just color change. But all the inspection equipment take pictures of the boards and compare pictures. And when the component has different color, it recognizes like different components. So the inspection starts to get the false alarms, and you have to update all your libraries every time you get the component with different color. Then even one and the same components, if it comes from different vendors, they can put it with a different orientation inside the tape. So if you just rely that everything is same like the previous batch, you are in trouble. It will be not assembled correctly on the PCB. Different component marks. Recently we got a LED. If you ever assembled LED, you will know that on the back of the LED there is a green dot which show the cathode or anode. This is upon the pure decision of the vendor. Some put it on the cathode, some put it on the So when you assemble your LEDs vice versa with 180 degree, they simply don't work like expected. And of course, there is a lot of fake components. And the major problem with the fake components is that they never come 100% fake. The dealers of the fake components, they are very innovative. They mix, for instance, 5% fake components with 95% original components. So when you assemble the boards, you just find that 5% doesn't work like expected. And you start to think that maybe you did something wrong, but basically it's because of the components. So all these problems have a solution. You can make a procedures. When components come to your storage, you never put them in the storage without first testing them. Check the component orientation, check the component color, check the size variation. And this is predictable, and this is something you can handle. The second problem is with the operators. We are humans, we do mistakes, and we are not machines. We don't work the same way in the morning and later afternoon, because you get tired, or you have some problems in the house, or you play tennis the previous day and your leg is hurting, and this is just distracting you from the work you do with the machine. And if you do mistake, it multiplies.